Welcome. Joseph Curtatone is the mayor of Somerville, Massachusetts. He's in his fifth term after first being elected in 2004 at the age of 38. Under his leadership, Somerville has implemented a number of innovative public management initiatives, including a 311 customer service hotline, performance-based budgeting, and the focus of this interview, SummerStat. SummerStat is a data-driven performance improvement initiative based on CityStat in Baltimore. It has a staff of four who study financial, personnel, and operational data to understand what's happening within city departments. Then, about every 2 weeks, each department leadership team comes to a SummerStat meeting to meet with senior members of the mayor's office and often the mayor himself to discuss ways to improve performance. At about 4 square miles large, Somerville shows other small jurisdictions in the United States that you don't have to be a big city to have a sophisticated performance improvement focus. For larger jurisdictions, including our biggest U.S. cities, Somerville's experience presents a challenge. If it can develop such a robust data-driven management focus, then cities with much larger resources should be able to as well. To learn more about SummerStat, I'm joined by Mayor Curtatone from his office. Mayor, welcome and thank you for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Before we get into the specifics of SummerStat, I want to start by noting to our viewers that the changes that you've implemented, as far as I can see, including SummerStat, weren't implemented in a few months or even a year or two. This has been a long-term process of building an organizational culture around performance improvement. Is that a fair characterization?
No, I would agree, and I think you've accurately described it. I remember back in even 2003, as I was about to take the reins as mayor, and in 2004, I described it as trying to turn an aircraft carrier around. It's always a slow, consistent, persistent turn, and it is about a culture change and a mindset change and about governing and managing for results, and to use data on a real-time basis to do that was something certainly this municipality had never done. And so I think that's an accurate statement.
Tell us how you would describe SummerStat.
You know, SummerStat is a management approach using data on a real-time basis to gauge the effectiveness of our policies, programs, and managers. And it's modeled after the CityStat program, which was modeled in Baltimore, which is modeled after CompStat, a crime management program in New York. And it's really taken, and this is not a fancy computer program. At the end of the day, it's Microsoft spreadsheet with relevant data, and taking the data at our hands and asking the basic question of why. Why are we performing so well? Why are we meeting our service level agreements? Why are we underperforming? Asking those straightforward questions of our managers. SummerStat has evolved to many other different formats, and you've mentioned them, ResiStat and the like. We truly believe that there's no redundancy in the amount of data you can have. Actually, you can never have too much redundancy in governing a city. It just helps you guide every decision that you make. It's done so much for us to understand if we're being effective in our policy goals and our program goals, understand if our managers are doing a good job, and also unlock opportunities for the future. So without it, I'd say up until that point, we were sort of driving a car blindfolded for many years.
I find that there's a view of performance stat initiatives, such as SummerStat, that they require a combative or punitive emphasis in which department leaders are in the hot seat, they're grilled on their performance in these meetings. And no doubt that is an element of CompStat run by the New York City's Police Department. But to what extent do you think that that emphasis is needed to run a successful stat program like SummerStat?
I would agree that CompStat, although it was successful in New York, was really a combative atmosphere. But I think then Commissioner Bill Bratton would tell you that he was fighting a war on crime. Martin O'Malley, who was a mentor to me on the stat approach, now Governor O'Malley, but when he was mayor, I had the opportunity to meet with his staff and they helped guide our launch of SummerStat, really taught us that, look, there are two different approaches, and it shouldn't be a punitive sort of tribunal approach. And when you talk to his managers, and I brought every department head prior to my being sworn in as mayor down to Baltimore with me to see the atmosphere, understand the culture, talk to managers who learned. And there was one manager in charge of, department head in charge of sanitation, who said, I take this as an opportunity to sell my performance, to advocate for resources, which in turn I will guarantee certain outcomes. And I think that's what has been the positive realization by department heads, this is an opportunity for me to tell the public and the mayor in those meetings, more often than just a few weeks at a department head meeting, what we're doing, what we're producing with our tax dollars, and how we can produce more with additional resources.
So another way to say it is, if you're a public manager, an agency leader doing great work, Summerstat is an opportunity for you to share that work and to be recognized for it.
Absolutely. And when we're in those meetings and you're standing up there, Andy, as a department head, and you have that screen behind you with all the data, whether you're in Somerville or Baltimore, there's one thing you'll hear: you own that data. Whether you performed well or underperformed, at the end of the day, we want to know why. Why did we fail or why did we succeed? And are there issues that together on a team approach we can solve, or other opportunities we should try to unlock? But it's not a tribunal setting. It's not a punitive setting. But we're all accountable to our constituents and taxpayers to deliver and manage for results.
I'd like to share a second perception that I've heard from public leaders from my own research, which is that I don't need stat meetings like Summerstat or CityStat because I already have monthly management meetings, either with all my department leaders or one-on-one, in which we sit down and discuss progress and challenges. So how would you describe the value of Summerstat versus a more traditional senior management check-in meeting?
The latter example you gave, and I'll bring your managers together every few weeks, what that results in is the issues drive the agenda. Using data on a real-time basis has allowed us to be ahead of any issues before they become problems. Having the data at your fingertips on a real-time basis, day in and day out, has been key to our success. If I had to rely, and by the way, I meet with my internal staff almost every morning. And when I'm not at a Summerstat meeting, which I make it my goal to try to attend every single one, but as mayor, I have many responsibilities, I get a Summerstat update daily or regularly as to what trends or revelations have occurred. In addition, we meet with our department heads, but the value to the department head to sit in that stat room with their colleague, decision makers, and the mayor on a real-time basis rather than once a month is priceless. And not only do the department heads and managers have an opportunity to speak in that real-time context, but don't certain middle managers or rank-and-file members. That's an opportunity they would not have meeting at a monthly or quarterly department head meeting. So this gives you an invaluable asset of having data at your fingertips on a real-time basis, speaking with key decision makers around the table more often than you would, again, at quarterly meetings, where you may miss opportunities or issues may develop into problems and you might not have much of an opportunity to solve them.
The final perception that I've heard about performance stat initiatives like Summerstat is that they require leaders to get into the weeds of agency issues. And some might say that's not where leaders' attention should be. It should be bigger picture. I know that you see it much differently, that Summerstat is a leadership tool and that it is about achieving your vision for the city. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, you're correct. It is a leadership tool. I'd submit that our managers and department heads find it flattering that the CEO, the mayor, wants to know the very minutiae what occurs in their department. If a department head doesn't want you to know that, that department really shouldn't be in that position. I'm accountable to the voters and the taxpayers of the city as to what is happening with their tax dollars and for the results we produce. So I make it my inherent responsibility and duty and a passion to know all the details. And we're not trying to micromanage people, but understand why we're succeeding and why we're failing and what resources I can give you as a department head or manager to help you succeed and help the organization succeed and move further.
Leaders who would like to know more about Summerstat can come to visit, is that correct?
They can come anytime. I would lend the same invitation that now Governor O'Malley, I'm sure, would give now and did as Mayor of Baltimore. Hey, come learn what we've done and let us help you.
Mayor Joe Curtatone of Somerville, Massachusetts, one of the most innovative mayors that I know of in the United States. Thank you for sharing your insights with us.
Thanks, Andy.